belt. Sit steady.
Check.
Yeah. Ha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Bah. Le bear. Bergang.
What?
Dingang ba.
What?
Balbrog.
Is this your native tongue?
Blick blick blog blog.
Admit it. What star system are you from? What star system are you from? Answer the question.
Hey, look, there's nobody after me.
God damn it, Armando Aranda. I knew you were a goddamn alien, but not like one of those aliens. Like a UFO. A UFO alien.
Hey, are you going to be racist now?
No, god damn it. Don't you turn this around on me, you alien son of a bitch.
Hey.
With your alien mind control tactics. We're not exhausted at all. What's up, people? Mike and Armando here.
How y'all doing?
Team Awesome Mick.
Are you ready to have fun?
We're fucking ready to have a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. We're doing a sound check. And guys, we just got done doing a lot of business. Business things.
Serious business.
Man, it's exhausting. And it's not like the Let's Plays that we've done in the past where it took like fucking 2 hours to set up for a goddamn hour long recording. I couldn't believe that. That was fucking ridiculous. But we were doing other show work, production work, as it were, in a different capacity. Yes. Oh, they're being vague. What do they mean? Oh, we don't know. But guys, don't forget to check out our Twitter. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. And, of course, download and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. That website is yotina.podomatic.com. I said it once, say it again.
Yotina.
Okay, it's not clear at all. yotina.podomatic.com, all right? And then, of course, for our YouTube channel, which we're going to be doing our sound check, shout-outs to the peeps. And we got a lot of cool ones. Thanks, guys, for all your... Again, it's the best way to... get in touch with us because we're lazy as fuck. Just leave the leave a comment in the videos below on YouTube. It's Simmer Mike, all caps, no space, like I'm shouting at you. Simmer Mike, like Cleopatra, we're coming at you straight from the 90s. You're going to have to deal with it either way. Thank you so much for tuning in yet again. Speaking of tonight, as it has nothing to do with anything, how are you doing, Armando? We're just going to... Normally we do the sound checks before the show. We're doing that again, and we're checking in with each other. Yeah. We're switching around, and then we'll do the shout-outs to the peeps. Doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. Mike and Armando, what are they up to? I don't know. We're checking in. So, how are you?
I am well.
Okay, I am well too.
Yes.
We are both well, and we are both looking forward
to the future.
To the future, Marty. And anywhere that may lead us.
Yes.
Wherever that may be.
I'm feeling fortunate lately.
Yes. So, what? Shut the fuck up. We're very happy to be here talking to you guys today. So, we checked in with Armando. All right, now it is time to check in with me. I'm all right.
Cool.
How are you? Oh, I already asked.
I'm good.
I'm also looking forward to the future and things and lights. What? And sound. And what? And what? Let's get the shout-outs. Are you ready for that?
Sure.
Boom, it's time for your shout-outs. Let's cut to that shitty fucking Seinfeld song that we did. Soundcheck, shout-outs. Soundcheck, shout-outs. It's a fucking soundcheck, shout-outs. Fucking soundcheck, shout-outs. Awesome. God damn it. That's so stupid, but I love it. I really do. All right. NCS Sounds. They came back and they said, good vid. Thanks, NCS Sounds. That was to our, god damn it. Which fucking video is that? Thank you, NCS Sounds. John Debney commented on our Dunkirk trailer reaction. He said, For anyone wondering about the realism of a clearly marked hospital ship being dive-bombed by Nazi bombers and or being torpedoed, but he said torpedoed, my grandfather was at Dunkirk, wounded in a clearly marked hospital tent, which was then bombed and resulted in injuries so severe that his own mother did not recognize him after he was medically discharged from the army.
Wow.
Many of his mates died fighting in France before the Dunkirk events. Truly the greatest generation. John Debney, we love that and like that comment. You are an amazing person sharing that story with us about Dunkirk. We were really moved by that trailer. We're looking forward to that movie. And thank you for sharing that story. That, I mean, my God, that's a real tale. What a hero. What a hero. Honestly, your granddad. Your granddad was a real goddamn hero in the army, sir. And I commend his service. And thank you for sharing that story. What a cool thing, man. I really appreciate that. It's so cool that people are sharing this personal stuff with us about, man, I'm like, we do a comedy show, but like, it's like, I want to tell dick and fart jokes, but now I'm like, John Debney just said something really nice, like about his grandfather and his grandfather's generation and all that. Dude, cool.
Yep.
Thank you. How do you feel about it? I mean, that's to think that they were dive bombing fucking hospital tents.
Yeah.
And fucking what shitheads, man. Yeah. Like, they were desperately trying to stop them from getting back home. Fucking dicks. Sorry. They were. They're cool now. We're all cool now. Don't worry, guys. Sorry, German listeners. We're talking about a whole other thing. God, this is so hard to do when it's international. But thank you, John Debney. And World War II is over, so never mind. Yay, America and the UK and the Allies.
Yeah, we can talk about individuals, right?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Now, next thing we've got, this Okja movie that I think it's out now.
Yeah.
Korean movie. Gana commented, said, I think it's a Korean movie and Glenn is a Korean actor. So the lady playing Glenn is a Korean actress. Bong Joon-ho is a Korean, movie director. Okay, all right, guys. Yeah, we get it.
Yep.
Sorry, we
probably
fucked that up.
Korean.
Oh, here's how you pronounce it. Okja.
Okja.
Not Okja, Okja.
Okja. Okja.
Okja.
Okay.
Oh, it's O-K-Z-A, Okja. Thank you, Seung Hyun. Oh, fuck. God damn it, you taught me how to say Okja, but you didn't tell me how to say your fucking name. Don't you know if I have trouble saying Okja and I call it Okja, I probably can't say Seung Hyun Ho. Anyway, we know the pronunciation.
Yes.
There we go. Check out Okja on the Netflix with Tilda Swinton, Paul Dano. It looks great. We got to check that out. We got our... The Lolly fans are called Lolitas. Yeah, okay, we know. Thank you, Phil. That's the hysteria. Gloria Domingo, she's back again.
Great.
Victoria Modesta, please react to this video prototype. We'll think about it. Moving along, she's commented almost on every single Lolly video asking us to react
to do another
Victoria Modesta, to do a different version. No, we're not going to say a different version of Lolly, because Lolly is our queen. She is the queen of Team Awesome Inc.
All right.
Come on. You know it.
Yes.
But other than us, we are the queens.
Co-queens.
Silva Matias!
Yes.
Silva, what's up, brother? He's back, and he had some really nice things to say. He said, hey, guys, here, I leave the translation of the final sentence.
Okay.
Remember at the end of Ego, Lolly, Ego?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, what the fuck does that say?
Right.
Here's what it says at the end of that fucking video. Go watch our trailer reaction. Simmer Mike is the YouTube channel again. Simmer Mike, all caps, no space, like I'm yelling at you. Simmer Mike! Hey, guys, here I leave the translation of the final sentence. Although the world agonizes over pride, greed, and ego, there is always a bridge to where love, truth, and light reign. Crossing it is for the sentimental brave. Lolly. That's actually, I thought it was about the wilderness and, and like, we got to stop killing deer with arrows or... I don't know.
Right.
It was ego. It was like the ego of the hunters. I don't know what the fuck I was going with that, but thank you, Silva. Awesome. And then we've got, her last name is Esposito, but as a singer, she goes by Lolly. So she doesn't just have, it's not just Lolly. Her name isn't just Lolly. It's Lolly Esposito, but she goes by Lolly. Her actual name is Mariana. Yeah, her nickname is Lolly. And right. she says, you guys weren't wrong about the arrows being stuff that happens in life. The lyrics are kind of about a relationship, but it goes deeper. Basically, her partner's ego was so big it blinded him. Did we talk about this already?
I'm not sure. No, I don't think we did.
Blinded him, hurting her. The first dress, in my point of view, is damaged because of everything she's been through. And the new one, she took a long time on this one. And the new dress she's wearing symbolizes a new chapter of her life. There's no blood because, well, it's a metaphor. Okay. One thing I think would be nice for you guys to know is that she's also an actress, a very popular one in Argentina. She's been in the business since she was like 10. She's 25 now. Her first four telenovelas, soap operas, I know. Trust me, I know. I've seen them. I love them. They're fucking great. Maria Paque. It's awesome. Lots of singing and dancing. It's kind of like a Disney show back in the day. Whoa. This is a whole thing about Lolly's career, man. This is her whole album and everything. Wow. Thank you so much for that update. What is your name again? Jesus Christ. Isabella Guerra. Guerra. Isabella. Thank you, Isabella. Okay. God, I'm so white. React to Lolly Me Religion. Well, that might be coming up, guys. We'll get back to you about that.
We'll see about
Lolly
that.
Me Religion. That might be in the pipeline. We got plenty more Lolly. Please react to Lolly. Please react to Lolly. Fuck it, Lolly. The Liz of the Lolly channel, ladies and gentlemen. And then more Lolly. It's not about the club. Hysteria is not about the club.
All right.
But that's all they said. Thank you, Melina. You want to expand upon that? What's hysteria about if not about the club? God damn it. Don't just say that. If it's not about the club, then qualify it. All right. Sorry, I'm not trying to be a dick. This next one is in Espanol. And I don't parlez-vous. Or sprechen's the Spanish. I don't sprechen's the Spanish, all right? Or the Deutsch. Or anything. I barely speak English, god damn it. All right, react to Lolly Me Religion. Another one. Okay, fine, we will. And then we got another goddamn comment on the Tom Holland react. That was Zendaya. We know. Thank you. Thank you, Blackguard. It's Blackguard on YouTube. Thank you, Blackguard. We know it's Zendaya now. I'm sorry that you saw the video a few weeks, months after we posted it and didn't realize that the comments people already left. God damn it, YouTube. But anyway, we got more trailer reactions up. We got new shit coming, people. It's good shit. I don't know what to tell you. It's good shit. Armando, is our shit good?
Yeah, our shit's great, man.
We got the best shit.
Yeah, have some shit.
Have some of this shit. It's free. It's for you. So that's going to do it for this sound check. We already checked in with each other. Let's check in with the listeners. How you guys doing? Oh, you can't talk to us because it's a fucking one-way thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't you leave the goddamn comments below? Sorry, I don't mean to yell. I should be nice about this. Feel free to leave comments below. Honestly, the best way is like YouTube. If you leave comments on the YouTube. So go to the YouTube channel, Simmer Mike.
If you want attention.
If you want us to talk, like read your fucking comments, and even if they hurt our feelings. This isn't an open invitation for roasting, you fucks. Or is it? Ooh. You know, the beauty of them roasting us is that we get to roast them back.
Yes.
And then they can't really... I mean, they could try and roast us again, but then we've already ripped them apart on YouTube and made a whole video about it. So it's like we've won at that point. Sorry, but we've got a whole video based around you being a dick, and we totally called you out on it.
Unless they have like a humiliation fetish, and then they're just jacking
it. And they're getting off on it. Hey man, if I could get someone off on my like asshole behavior. Then god damn it, I get ready to bend over, bitch. Oh my god, that's horrible. How you doing, man? You can't get quiet there for a second.
Yeah. Well,
well, you're waiting for the comments.
Well, I wasn't spoken to, so I wasn't speaking.
I was speaking kind of to you. All right, Gloria Domingo again. She's not giving up on this. React to, please react to FIVA. By Victoria Modesta. She keeps asking us, Gloria Domingo, every video she keeps asking us on random ass videos. She's stalking us. She wants us to do this. We'll do this eventually. Gloria, I swear we'll get to it at some point. You know,
yeah,
we're just like,
we're
really busy, Gloria.
Stuff.
Well, I swear to God, you just keep reminding us, though. Keep leaving those messages, Gloria. And just keep liking and listening and watching. And I swear to God, we'll get to it, Gloria. Next one, Aiden Clark. Aiden Clark commented on our Valerian featurette where I was like, what the fuck? This is the future. He said, at minute 5:43, nerdgasm detected. I think that's when my brain blew up. Like when I was like, it's too much future, Armando. I can't handle it. And he said, the first from a long series of nerdgasms. Yeah, I did. Yeah, thank you, Aiden Clark. I nerdgasmed hardcore at that. Valerian in the City of 1,000 Planets looks fucking great. Yeah. Can I just say that? That looks like a beautiful film. I love Luc Besson. I'm not familiar with the source material, but dude, I might just pick up a graphic novel over at Forbidden Planet and just check, just flip through it and see what it's like. Just see if, like, what the hell is it all about before I check out the movie. Because I know I'm going to that shit.
It's all français.
Oh, oui?
I don't know.
Do you parlez-vous? Do you sprekens a French? all right, here we go. Queen Lolly commented, react to Abraham Mateo Mueve? Move in English. They translated for us. Thank you.
Okay.
Featuring Lolly Esposito. So this is it's not full on Lolly, but it's Lolly with another guy. Ooh. Oh, that's, oh, it sounds like it's going to get steamy in that one. We got to watch that. I'm sure it's going to be great. We don't understand what they're about, but thank you for explaining it, guys. We really appreciate that. Bain B commented, in Argentina, we know spinners. Oh, yeah, because I had the spinner spinner. Right. They said, in Argentina, we know spinners, and they sell them here because we're in South America. Doesn't mean we live under a rock. What? I never said you did. I just said, check out the spinners, guys. They're big here in America. Oh, you
maybe,
said that.
Maybe I said, oh, yeah.
You said they're big here in America.
Yeah.
Way to fucking get our Argentinian ties all fucked, Armando. We're sorry, Bain B. Armando. Would you, Armando? I think we should. You know what? We owe this guy an apology.
Apology.
B. From the depths of our souls, we wanted to let you know how sorry we are for thinking that spinners were only exclusively an American thing. How dare we? How fucking dare we?
I'm sorry.
Bain B. We're shutting down. We're shutting it down for you. You know what? You're right. You don't live under a rock. You're absolutely right. We thought you lived under a rock. We really did. We thought people in Argentina just lived under rocks.
Yeah, not,
literally, we thought they were rocks. Yeah,
not a series of rocks that they lived under. Not cave people, people.
Rock people. Like, they lived under rocks.
Not even a cave.
Yeah, we really thought in Argentina, because, you know, all the pictures we've seen of Argentina, fucking rocks everywhere, right? So we're like, well, it's fucking, they live in rocks. Or under them, I mean. So we're sorry that we thought that, Bain B, because, you know, we really did think that everyone in Argentina lived under a rock. Moving along. Oh, God damn it. This next one is in Espanol. I can't even try, but she gives us a smirk and then a confusion. She goes, estas dos son, I don't know. What?
Two.
The
Two?
I don't know. And then another one. We got another one from Paolo Teresa, again on Hysteria. But it's in Espanol again. And we do not parlez-vous the Espanol. Yeah. And we don't sprekens it either.
And we're too lazy to Google.
And we don't want to do the translate because we got no time for research, people. We're too busy. No time. Florencia Villanueva commented on our Lali video, react to Muav. Oh, so we got another one. So I guess Muav's the next one. That's the collab she did with what's-his-fuck or whoever. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's very talented. Sorry. We got another one. It's in Espanol. It's from Clara's Wayland, and then we got another reaction to our Tom Holland one, another comment for that. Remember when Tom Holland did the Rihanna
thing? Yeah.
Like that in YouTube internet terms, that's like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
The guys, Midwinter Authenticity.
Can't remember that.
This person has a cool name. Midwinter Authenticity commented and said, why is Tom so hot? I'm so in love. All caps. Like they're shouting at us. We don't know, man. We don't. Midwinter authenticity. We have no idea why Tom Holland is so hot. And we're glad that you're in love with him. We're in love with the new Spider-Man. I mean, the Spider-Man as well. The current
Spider-Man.
The Spider-Man. And then while we were doing all that fucking production business shit that we were doing, that's really super, not that big of a deal at all. It's no. It's right. Like, guys, don't even, what do you do? Like,
don't worry about
what,
it.
Don't just look.
Hey, look.
Look.
Stop looking at
Why
us.
Why are you fucking, look, we got, you handle your end. You just, you sit back and enjoy the show. We'll take care of shit over here. Corky24, 1992 commented, have y'all seen, he says, have y'all seen Curse of Chucky? It takes it back to the beginning and explains how it's connected. Now, I couldn't remember if I've seen Curse of Chucky, and I assume that's how he meant it when he said, hey, have y'all? He spelled it with,
oh boy,
with the apostrophe and everything. So as soon as you start with have y'all, I just, I gotta say, I gotta go, have y'all seen Curse of Chucky yet? Let me see. I might have seen that. I'm actually going to look that up because that's an excellent question. And We have that trailer reaction up for Cult of Chucky, and we actually I'm curious to see what they do with it, cause, and we're excited to see it because it's a direct-to-video release. Right. So we don't have to go to the fucking theater and watch this movie, a movie that we would wait to watch at home anyway.
Right.
So this is a brilliant idea. So Curse of the Chucky. Curse of Chucky. All right. So this was the... Was this the one with Andy Serkis in it? Or what? No, that was Child or Bride of Chucky or The Child of Chucky. When did it come out? 2013. Okay. Never saw it. It came out in 2013. No. Out for revenge, Chucky, the killer doll, infiltrates the family of a woman, her sister, and her young niece. Okay. So it's like every other Chucky movie, I guess, but it goes into the past of Chucky? Curse of Chucky? All right, well, it's an hour and 30 minutes, so we could fucking blow some time on that. And it came out in 2013, so all right, yeah, we'll check that out. We'll see. I don't remember seeing it. The last Chucky movie I remember seeing was Bride of Chucky. You remember that?
Yeah, I mean, I remember it. I didn't see it.
Right, yeah, so it was like Bride of Chucky, and I remember What's-Her-Name was in it. She was great, the actress. We saw her at the end of Cult of Chucky. She was she was in Bride of Chucky.
Right.
Oh, my God. What is her name? I love her to death. Everyone's going to be like, you fucking dicks. How dare you? Leave the comments. Fuck you guys. You should know people's names in fucking movies. How dare you? I keep wanting to say Tilda Swinton, but that's not her name.
Hmm.
Nope. Can't place it. It'll come to me later on. It'll be too late. But I guess that's going to do it. I guess out of all the comments, what did we figure out on that one, Armando? Well, we got to react to Mauve by Lolly Esposito and that other guy.
Right.
So we'll do that. It's in the bank. Don't worry. Also, we'll check out Curse of Chucky, I guess, if it's free to watch. if it's any good. He said it was pretty good. And if we're down with the Chucky movies, then I guess that would be a good one to check out before seeing Cult of Chucky. If it's a precursor in any sense, and if it's already online, we could not online, but if it's already on streaming services, we could do a double feature to an extent. So yeah, we'll get back. Since it's a fucking VOD, we could definitely do a review. I mean, not that we're lazy, we're just fucking busy, super fucking busy, and not that busy. We're not that busy. They're coming up, those reviews for all those movies that we said. Shit, we gotta see a lot of movies, man. We're behind.
Yeah, we are.
I guess you guys leave comments. Tell us what movies you want us to see first that are out to review. I mean, I guess the big one is Spider-Man Homecoming. Everyone's super duper excited about that because it's a fucking Marvel Sony thing. So, and Iron Man is in it. So, and Michael Keaton. I mean, come on. So we got to see that.
Right.
Other than that, we got to see Baby Driver because everyone's like, Baby Driver's the shit. Review it. And I'm like, okay, we'll review Baby Driver. Other than that, let's check in with Armando and myself.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of started off with how we were doing.
Yep.
How are we doing now?
Doing okay. I'm good.
All right. Yep. Good here too, man.
Yep.
Just fucking hanging and shit, you know, hanging with Mr. Cooper. God damn it. I love that show. Did you ever see it?
Yeah.
It was Mark what's his fuck? He played Mr. Cooper, Mark Cooper. God damn it. That was a great show. I wanted to hang with Mr. Cooper. He was cool as fuck. Bring it back. Bring it back.
Bring it back.
Bring it back, Netflix. If you brought back Full House, bring back Fresh Prince. I know Uncle Phil passed away. Rest in peace, Uncle Phil. But bring them all back. Will Smith would do it. You know he'd do it. He's fucking crazy and awesome. He would do it. All right, that's going to do it for the sound check as far as checking in with us. I'm okay too. All right.
Good.
Well, there you go. There's your check-in with Mike and Armando.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. What a fun experience. Well, you know we do it just so right.
Awesome. team awesome mink.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.